Thank you. And before I let this gentleman ask his question, I did want to introduce two people to you. Laura Friedman, who many of you in the room know as our Director of Policy and Legislation, Government Relations, and the fabulous policy papers and that you read that we do are developed by Laura. Ori Neer is our spokesperson, and the one thing that I wanted to point out, if you, who also does our statements, our press relations and so forth, but Ori has been doing almost every day a podcast, a webcast with different folks specifically related to the current crisis, and they're really quite fabulous, and they're short. You can listen to them whenever you want. I would urge you to go to peacenow.org if you have not been listening to those. They're really quite well done, and I would urge you to go there anyway to read all of the stuff that we do. Okay, now this gentleman here. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Ari Waters, for many years a professor of international law and politics. I'm going to follow your request and frame question.
Thank you.
I'm unaware of the effort by Israel to carry out a long, robust propaganda, if you will, effort to try to convince the Gazans, since they won their election, that their position with regard to hatred and destruction of Israel is counterproductive, but that Israel in return would actually provide economic assistance and benefits that would be useful, particularly in light of the fact that we've been hearing about the polls indicating that the Gazan leadership has been declining before this present crisis, and that might have made it open up an opportunity for a change of leadership by the Gazans themselves. Secondly, I'm concerned also about the frequent reference to the missiles being fired by Gaza. I understand that these are unprehensible. There's no question about that. But there is almost no mention in the press or here about the number of times, I've read somewhere about 53 or so times, when Israeli aircraft are fired into Gaza, killing individuals who the Israeli government believes are leaders of the Gaza political movement and therefore enemies of the state of Israel, shooting them from the air, killing them, and destroying property at the same time and maybe innocent lives. Now, Israel responds that this is a state of war that they're in. That's a bad excuse, because then obviously Gaza has the same right under the Articles of War to fire back into missiles. And those missiles may be hitting innocent civilians, but I can assure you that Gaza's leadership would probably say, but they didn't intend to do that. But that's unfortunately where they fell. My final question is, with all the concern about the U.S. not being energetic enough, particularly with Bush, in terms of pressing leadership on both sides to do more, we have incredible influence opportunities with regard to the aid that we give to Israel and to Egypt to make this determined effort that these will be reduced if certain conditions are not met. For example, one would question whether or not closing off the border totally between Gaza and Egypt would not be a way of stopping the infiltration of weapons to threaten Israel. At the same time, telling Israel that they must move forward in terms of getting out of the settlements, which they have been reluctant to do, and which even the Israeli government has acknowledged are sometimes illegal, but nevertheless getting secret financial support from Israeli leaders. So these are questions that I think have to be addressed, and we have not been paying attention to them.
Okay, we have 10 minutes till we're done. I think probably everyone is going to want to comment on your group of questions, and we have a last question that we'll get to as well. So if you could keep that in mind while you're answering. You want to just move down the line?
Do you want to take the other questions?
Okay, thank you. Amjad, we'll take the last question, and then we'll answer them all as a group. Thank you.
My name is Peter Gupser. I'm retired president of American Near East Refugee Aid in Europe. My question, well, it actually goes back to the beginning of what all this is about, is I'd like to have some clarity from anybody on what the war aims of Hamas was or are. What do they intend to do by, helping cause this war, causing the war, whatever. And on the other side, what is Israel's war aim? Obviously, stopping the rockets is a very valid reason, and I'm sure that was one of the. They probably have some other names. We get some clarity.
Okay, we've got a full house before us. Yoram, you want to start? We'll just come down the line if that's okay for everybody.
Well, the two questions are related. The different policies that Israel is executing on the West Bank and in Gaza is exactly the answer to the question. Israel wants to show the Palestinians that if they pursue the political plane as the PLO and the Palestinian Authority is doing, we can have business. And if they prefer the Hamas way, namely not to recognize Israel, not to agree that Israel will exist there, not to make peace with Israel, and to fight Israel, then the people will suffer. Morally, I don't like it so much. But the principle is that if people will suffer and the Palestinians who live in Gaza will see that their brothers on the West Bank enjoy life, they will say, hey, that's a good idea. Why should we fight Israel? Let's do what the people on the West Bank do, and therefore we'll have a better economic situation. That was the principle that was the basis of the distinction between Israeli policy vis-a-vis the West Bank on one hand and Gaza on the other hand. It's wise, it's clever, it will help. That's a different question. But to answer the question, this was the Israeli policy. And therefore, Israel made life of the Palestinians in Gaza not very easy for the last 2 years. Why the Hamas is doing what they do? Because of their basic principles. They don't recognize the state of Israel. They do not believe that Jews have the right to be in this holy Muslim land. They want to get rid of the state of Israel. They say they will not negotiate with Israel, etc., etc. And the only way they think they can reach their aim is by violence. And most Israelis were very disappointed after their withdrawal from Gaza. People, even those who were against the Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, say, now we will show the Palestinians that we are willing to withdraw. We are being accused of being imperialists, colonialists, we want to grab land. We left Gaza. Let's see what the reaction. And the reaction was shelling from Gaza on Israel. So most of the Israelis in the center, those who created the new party, Kadima, who moved from the left and from the right to that center, to that new party, said, hey, what is that? We withdrew from Lebanon, South Lebanon, and the UN supported us, and the Hezbollah attacks us. We withdrew from Gaza, and Hamas is attacking us. Why should we withdraw ever from any place? And therefore, the public opinion in Israel moved to the right because of the reaction of the other side. And if you see the way young generation of Palestinians are educated, that death is more important than life, that the Israelis. Advocate life, but we advocate death. You have it in this video that I brought with me. And they train 2-3 years old kids to be killed. To be shaheed is the most highest ambition of young Palestinian. So Israelis lost faith in the ability of the Palestinians to achieve peace anyhow, anywhere, anytime. And therefore, they moved to that horrible expression that Peter mentioned, the balabait ishtageah, the it is used in the market or when a seller decides to sell his merchandise in a very with no profits at all. So if I'm going to buy something in the market and I understand that the price is so low, I ask the seller, how come? So he said, I'm crazy. I'm going to lose, but I'm going to give you that merchandise. The idea is that we do not behave anymore logically. We lost your understanding, and therefore we are not going to behave in a logical way. If we will not behave in a logical way, you might understand us, because you are illogic. That's the logic of this perception. It's another expression that is used by many Israeli generals, including Barak, the Minister of Defense, is we live in a jungle. If you live in a jungle, you have to behave like a jungle. I hate it. We didn't establish a state in the Holy Land to live like people or animals in the jungle. We want to be light to the nations. That's the purpose of the creation of the Jewish state, not to live according to the highest principles. But you cannot accuse the Israelis for not behaving according to the highest principles and not see who began with it, or what brought them to do that. So though I don't accept it, I understand my friends who moved from peace now position to the center in the last 8 years, saying that we withdrew from territories and we continue to be attacked.